According to a new report, Czech industrial companies saw their net profits triple between 2000 and 2004, up to 179 billion crowns. Profits in the food and tobacco industries multiplied by up to 6 times, and vehicle producers, one of the driving forces of the Czech economy, by 5 times. However, these increases were coupled with an overall decrease in the workforce, which shrank by 35,000 employees over the same period, reaching its lowest point in 2004 before industrial producers started to hire again. Ahead of the release of official figures on foreign trade, business analysts have estimated a revised trade surplus for the month of May of between 5 billion and 6.5 billion crowns, after a worrisome slowdown in exports the month before. Economists attribute the increase to the revival of economic activities in Western Europe and predict that trade surpluses for the year may reach as high as 70 billion crowns and contribute to a 6% growth in GDP. The German company Teleplan, who provides warranty services for mobile phones, computers, and other high-tech items, will invest up to 14.3 million crowns into opening a Czech branch by the end of July. It says it chose the Czech Republic over competitors Poland and Hungary for its economic growth, availability of skilled labor, and its logistical position. The head of the SP Group, Pavel Sinal, has announced that he intends to invest more than 12 billion crowns into the Pražský veletržní areál exhibition facility in Prague's Letnany Ward. He intends to expand the facility so that it could be named as a world-class sports facility in a Czech bid for the 2020 Olympic Games.